The Growing Access to Environmental Sustainability Act, or GATES Act, seeks to reduce barriers that producers face in accessing agricultural conservation programs. Congressman John Duarte, a farmer from California, is on the coalition behind the act. He says current adjusted gross income limitations disproportionately limit producers with high input costs from participating in certain USDA conservation-focused programs.
Currently, there's a $900,000 adjusted gross income limitation. So that sounds like a lot of money, but if you're in a farming operation, a family farm can have a good year, make over $900,000, and be in a position to make some of these types of investments, but be disqualified from the incentives to be able to do that.
The bill would apply to the Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP, Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, and the Conservation Stewardship Program, CSP. Congressman Duarte says it's important to allow more access to these programs.
In a broad sense, we want farmers doing these things, whether it's the Conservation Reserve Program or the EQIP or the Conservation Stewardship. These are things that are good for the communities and good for sustainability in general. So we don't want to block out larger farmers from being able to participate in these important programs.
The GATES Act would exempt the AGI limitation for farms that get 75% of their income from farming or related farming practices, such as agritourism, direct-to-consumer marketing of agricultural products, and the sale of agricultural equipment owned by the person or entity. I'm Sabrina Halverson.